Hey.
Yeah?
Yeah. Welcome to the half-blind audio commentary edition of People Podcast for Dolph Lundgren. I can't say his name.
It's Dolph Lundgren.
Thank you. But Dolph Lundgren's the Punisher.
I don't know why it sounded like Sly Stallone.
Because they sound the same.
They kind of do.
They do. I'm Super Marcy, always the host, the Aussie.
And the clever guy. Cracking open this goddamn beer. Yeah. Sponsored by Lion and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Although it's not officially sponsored by. But I'm sponsoring this motherfucker. Because I'm sponsoring it.
They should send us free beers.
They absolutely should.
I'm sending this to them. So we can get free beer.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would appreciate that we're doing the Dolph Lundgren Punisher.
Yeah.
And the Punisher.
I
have a master's degree in chemistry, nuclear physics, whatever the fuck.
Really? What are you talking about, by the way?
He's got a degree in nuclear physics.
Who, Dolph or the Punisher?
Probably both. I know at least Dolph does, but really? The Punisher, maybe.
He's
got a degree in killing.
I was going to say, he has a PhD in killing motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so the reason this is half-blind is I've never seen this movie, and Fancy Clancy, the clever guy, is an expert on this movie.
Yes.
He will watch this, yet he won't watch No Retreat, No Surrender.
I am not hammered enough to watch that.
I don't know what to say. That movie is a classic.
Okay. Well, this movie is a classic.
It is.
And you'll see why, because given by the DVD title screen that we're watching right now of the Punisher in pseudo 3D.
Can I take a picture?
Yeah, we'll take a picture of it. And then you got Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, my really bad phone picture is gone up.
He looks more like shit than any other picture that he looks like shit.
It's the worst menu. Like, this menu is like, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles menu bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a 5-cent DVD. I'm going to take a picture of it before we start.
It's almost like import DVD bad.
It is. Oh, yeah, I can get a picture of it.
There you go. There you go. I'm glad we spent 3 minutes discussing the DVD menu.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren's
PhD.
IQ,
yeah.
And the, well, I guess the IQ of the person who designed this.
They didn't have menu. An IQ. It was obviously a 5-year-old kid.
It obviously was.
We'll get started. We didn't do this last time because we were really drunk. The commentary rule is you can either just listen to us talk shit or you can play the movie and you just start it when we start it. So
I guess based on the fact that we're starting this commentary on a menu screen, I guess we should probably have a countdown. So for those that are wanting to watch the movie either on DVD or on whatever they're going to watch.
They might watch it on VHS.
This movie on. Yeah, if you watch it on VHS, fucking God bless you.
I might watch it on VHS. I'm going to go and find a VHS.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So anyway, I think we should do a countdown.
Yep. You have this. The remote that you can
I
countdown.
Do have the remote. So countdown from 5?
Sure thing.
Alright.
You're cute.
That doesn't count. So, right now?
Do it.
So, 5. By the way, when we count down is when the movie starts.
Yes, when he says play, you press play.
Yes, yes.
I'm glad it's taken you 5 minutes to count down.
Fuck you. So, alright. 5, 4, three, two, two and a half, one, and press play now.
And just to clarify, he did press play when he said he was fine.
That's true. So right now we should be seeing some
red.
Red, lots of red. And
who is this? This is New World Pictures.
Yeah.
I should know that. I should know everything because I'm the smartest person in the
world. Well, clearly.
Mm-hmm. New World Pictures, Australia? What? It was filmed in Australia, was it? Fuck me.
Yeah.
A Robert Mark something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something. That's... A Mark Goldblatt film. What else has he done?
You know what?
I have IMDb on my phone. Yep, I'm going to IMDb it. Dolph Lundgren. This is a weird opening.
Louis Gossett Jr.
He is
an Oscar winner doing this garbage. And Jaws 3D.
And Michael Caine did Jaws the Revenge, so yeah, everyone has a bad day.
Uh-huh.
Okay, when I look up The Punisher, it automatically goes to what I call the good one. It's 5.3 out of 10 on IMDb, FYI.
Of this one?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it has absolutely nothing to do with Punisher, only in name.
Well,
which you won't find.
Alright, interesting fact. Mark Goldblatt was an editor on Terminator and Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm.
He only directed four things. Something called Punisher, Dead Heat, which is Joe Piscopo and Treat Williams, this, and an episode of Eerie Indiana, which is a series I watched recently. But he's actually an editor. He edited Rise of the Planet of the Apes, X-Men The Last Stand, Triple X, Exorcist The Beginning, Bad Boys 2, Bad Company, Pearl Harbor, Hollow Man, Detroit Rock City, Armageddon, Starship Troopers. He edited Showgirls. God bless you.
So, let's say
True Lies, Super Mario Brothers, Last Boy Scout, Terminator 2, Predator 2, Nightbreed, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Commando, Best Blood Part 2, Terminator, Halloween 2, Enter the Ninja, fuck yeah, The Howling, Humanoid from the Deep, and Joe Dante Piranha. So he's edited a lot of fucking good shit.
Yeah.
Enter the Ninja is quality. I fucking love that movie. But holy
shit.
Yeah,
there's a lot of, as they would call, shit.
He edited Super Mario Bros. 3.
Look at the Castle family. Look at him. Horrible.
But he also edited Showgirls, and I thank him for that because I love that movie, and it is going to be a future commentary, and I don't know how many people are going to be in on that.
I love how they go immediately from Castle family was murdered. Who is the Punisher?
Who's the Castle family? I don't know them. Do they think have subtitles?
Well,
we might have to have some volume because I've never seen this. I have no idea what's going on. So he's already the Punisher. It's not like an origin film.
Yeah.
He's already like an asshole. Look at the guy's mullet in the background. Oh my god, look at that.
He's an asshole in the sense of it's an 80s movie.
That is the worst 80s hair I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
Is that him here? Is that his leg?
How'd you guess? Look at those fucking boots.
Those boots might give it away.
Yeah.
And no one recognizes him just standing there.
Well, he doesn't have the skull in the movie at all.
This was in the era where adapting a comic book, nobody really knew what they were doing.
I don't think anyone still knows what they're doing.
The only time they kind of knew what they were doing was Superman the movie back in those days.
Yeah.
Richard Donner knew what he was doing, let's put it that way. I'm not even sure when these started getting good.
what, comic book movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Batman. Batman Returns. Yeah.
I'd even say, you know, I go as far as, like, video game movies, like Mortal Kombat.
There is only one good one. It's called Mortal Kombat. And I know a certain friend of mine will hate me for saying this, but I don't mind Silent Hill, even though I've never played it.
I fucking love Silent Hill. And, by the way, did you notice who that was?
No.
That was,
Well, he's hanging there.
Oh, God. No, not him. Oh. The other guy.
I didn't see the other guy.
Oh, God, what's his name?
Some guy just got hung.
Batman Begins and The Dark Knight.
Which one?
Yeah, you can see he gets... The guy who gets his ankles broken. In The Dark Knight.
Wasn't that Eric Roberts?
Yeah, that's it.
How was that Eric Roberts?
That was so Eric Roberts.
It might have looked like him. It's not him.
Look it up.
I will. Eric Roberts was a big star back in the day. He wouldn't be a guy that just gets killed.
Hey, you never know.
I do know, because he was, like...
I'm saying you never know. He might have been some piece of shit that got killed.
He was best of the best back in this day. He was a badass. Yeah,
that's the Punisher.
Yeah.
Not giving any fucks.
Dolph Lundgren will break you. I need to look up that exact quote.
Yeah.
I know everything there is to know about Eric Roberts. He's been in 245 things.
Well, hopefully The Punisher was one of them. Because that was probably him that got killed.
It's probably actually not, because it's not there.
Yep, Dolph Lundgren nude.
Oh, and I missed it.
Dirty, dirty Dolph.
He is dirty. That is the worst facial expression I've ever seen.
That's his normal expression.
That's how he looks every day.
And his family.
I would hate to see what his cum face is. Don't ask me while I was thinking about it, but yeah. Is this how they got killed?
Yeah.
In a car bomb. This is terrible.
Yep.
This is...
Nothing like the comic book. Nothing.
I am okay with, you know, not being so faithful, but this is ridiculous.
You know what? At least as far as the family is killed, the Punisher Warzone is the most faithful. And it doesn't have Rudy Gossett Jr. on it.
Which is a shame, because he's a legend.
Jaws 3D. Enough said.
He was in Toy Soldiers, which is enough for me.
This is jacket matches his pants.
What is he doing these days? He's still alive. He's still alive. He's looking old.
He's, yeah.
Iron Eagle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jaws 3D. That's all I can think of. All I can think of.
What we
and an officer and a gentleman.
That's a good movie.
Isn't that the one you award for?
I think so.
Isn't that?
Wait, he was in all the Iron Eagle movies, or just?
Yeah, pretty much.
He should be.
But look at that! Look at that jacket.
He was in Digstown with James Woods.
Don't know that movie.
I think it's a boxing movie.
Look at that trench coat. Look at those socks. Look at those pants.
That's the 80s right there.
That's
definitive 80s.
That it is. That chick should be in a fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Like that man beast from the other movie we did a commentary.
Man beast.
A woman beast. A tranny.
Oh, Double Impact.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's still working.
She had sweet fake tits.
Fake tits are never sweet. No offense to fake tits, but if they don't jiggle, Marcy don't care.
Well, if they jiggle or not jiggle, Clancy does care.
We should need some standards with their boobs.
Their boobs. I'm pretty sure I am attracting all the male audience in this. Because boobs are boobs. I love to touch them. I love to lick them.
Well,
Louis Gossett Jr., I'm sure, loves all of them as much as I do. I'm sure he loves her boobs.
And okay, I was just looking up what he won the award for in the world.
And she is not attractive whatsoever.
But when you've seen a botched boob job, you will not like fake boobs, and I've seen them.
Trust me, I have been to many a strip club, and I've seen botched boob jobs.
And
I still love them.
Wouldn't touch them at all.
Okay, I wouldn't touch a botched boob job, but I would fucking love to touch a non-botched boob job.
It's not the same. I can confirm that. I'm glad we're spending 10 minutes talking about fake food and their relevance.
Part of the commentary.
Yeah. I would just say with mine that are real and big.
So, wait, so...
Well, I watched Dolph.
No.
No, really.
No, you missed it. So he was on the passenger side of a different car.
Mm-hmm.
And then walks away, and now he's on the driver's side of Louis Gossett Jr.'s car.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me. You know, back then for cheap movies, didn't give a shit how they edited things. They didn't care.
Right. I just remember Louis Gossett Jr. from the, what was it, The Principal. When he just beat the shit out of high school kids.
Way older where he's been and he's cool. And he don't want no terrorists in his school. Who are these people?
This is the so-called mafia.
Right, that's how the mafia works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have some piece of shit smart-ass kid doing fucking magic tricks at a restaurant that's closed while some asshole in the background is counting money or...
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Oyster crackers.
Yeah, I got made, and that's exactly what we do. That's why they made me.
Yeah.
Got made in the mob.
Who is he?
I don't know. I don't know who that guy
is. Familiar.
I don't recognize anyone except for like two people.
I think a standing shadow on the back wall there. Could be
Spooky Ghost.
Scooby Ghost.
Scooby Ghost.
Yeah. I'm going to call Scooby Doo on this one.
Yeah. You should call Scooby Doo on this one. I mean,
Scooby
Doo
Ghost. Wow, really?
What?
What the fuck are you watching?
Scooby Doo.
Yeah, are you sure?
Yeah. No, I was watching the Japanese manga version.
Yeah.
That's probably what it would be. Because that's what drunk people look like at a bar. That's what I look like at the bar.
That's me right there.
That'll be you in like 10 years.
The crunch go.
With a big flower.
Yeah.
I'll just be the asshole with the hat that's not on properly. I have no idea what's going on right now. None. It's not very explanatory.
No, there really is nothing going on.
What I think you about bugging the guy? Richard, throw this trash out of here.
What sort of bar is this, by the way? There's a lot of leather going on. And handlebar mustaches. Yeah, that'll be you in 10 years, just getting thrown out after you walk in.
That'll be me tomorrow.
It might be you tomorrow. Alcohol on a toy truck. Is something going to get lit on fire? Or is he just luring the homeless bum alcoholic? That's what we'll do for you. No, oh, you need you to get something? Yeah, we'll just rig up this machine.
Yeah.
He's decked out in leather. That, oh my god, I can't get over his face.
My what?
You know what, his accent really isn't that bad.
No.
He's just got a heavy voice. Masters of the Universe, on the other hand, who the fuck understood him?
Yeah, no one.
Nah, not at all. Which is a commentary we've done, if you want to listen to it. There's like 10 people on that one. And we just reamed Harry Knowles for some random reason.
Mr. B, happy hunting!
I have no idea what's going on.
So, the Punisher gets his information from bums.
Apparently, bums know everything.
Yeah. Oh, I know where all the dope is at.
Yeah.
The dope is at Pier 34.
Yeah, he knows, like, the schedules of the mafiosos. Fuck you. What the fuck? Did this film actually have a script?
Yeah, the actors wrote it themselves.
I think it was just improvised. They just knew, like, where they had to be, and they just made it up.
Well, speaking of everything being improvised, all the fight scenes in the movie are improvised.
Sword through the gut? With awful fake blood.
Slow.
Where exactly did this shoot in my country of origin? How does that even hit? What is he, a ninja?
Mm-hmm.
This is like American ninja shit right here. Or something else. This is ridiculous. Why are these people? Asian? What's the
They're Asian? The Yakuza.
Ah, oh, okay. So the Yakuza are interested in something. So the Punisher just wants to intervene on Yakuza versus Mafia War.
Pretty much.
What reason?
No reason.
I didn't think he had much of a reason. Alrighty then. I'm gonna look up the shooting location. I'm curious as to where it shot, and now my thing is closed. What accent is that? Excuse me. So, in fact, the Punisher is doing nothing right now. So they're just all killing each other. So he's punishing no one right now.
I think he's just punishing anyone that he could fucking shoot.
He's not shooting right now, is he? Or is he?
Now he is.
No, now he decides. Yeah.
He shot an arrow through a guy as a rappel line.
It's filmed in Sydney. Alrighty then.
Look at this. Look at this. Yeah.
So this is actually an Australian-American co-production. I have no idea what the Australian interest is in this.
Look at him. Look at him running in his tight leather.
very sexy. I don't like him with this dark hair. It looks weird. It doesn't suit him at all. He's a blonde Swedish man. That is ridiculous. I'm starting to think there was more thought process in American Ninja to the fight scene.
Well, all of this was improvised.
Yeah, I can tell. Word of advice for anybody wanting to do a movie with some kind of action and fight scenes, have a fucking choreographer.
Yeah.
Choreograph it. I mean, look at, say, J.J. Perry stuff. That man knows what he's doing. His fight choreography is awesome. Get someone like that. What's so funny?
Apparently he's also living with the Ninja Turtles.
That would be awesome.
It would be fucking awesome.
I would love it if they just showed up in the stores.
But you'll see why I'm going to laugh in a second. Because you'll laugh.
Okay.
You should probably already be laughing.
I'm kind of laughing.
Yeah, look at him. He looks fucking hammered.
He does. What's with the music? That is atrocious acting. We should actually have followed this up with the Universal Soldier.
Oh, God.
Where Dolph Lundgren actually acts. He's really good in that movie.
Yeah, is he?
He is.
Is he really good?
He is. I like him in it.
Hmm.
It's Van Damme that's a bit questionable in that movie. Dolph Lundgren, not a terrible actor.
He may not be a terrible actor, but he's not anyone who I would be like, you know what? I want him in my movie. But, you know what? Fuck it. I want him in every movie that I would ever make. Him and Christopher Walken. I want Christopher Walken to be his goddamn mentor.
Can you imitate a mentoring session between these two men?
You want me to do that?
You to do it right now in the commentary.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure you're loud so everyone can hear you.
Oh, I'm looking at the voice levels. I'm pretty sure I'm loud enough.
Alright.
So, the Punisher, you need to go out and kill pretty much all of New York. You need to just go out and just punish society. I can't do that because I am living in a sewer. Yeah, but the great advantage is that you're living underneath everyone, so you can pull everyone underneath the streets into the sewer and drown them in their own shit. I mean, come on. You know, think about it. You can do that. Can't you? I don't think I can. My hair is too black. I need Jean-Claude Van Damme. You don't need the Van Damme. You need to punish people. I had a little stutter there, alright? You cut me a break. So, you need to punish people and bury them in their own shit underneath New York City. Oh, the guy right in the movie just then said shit. And that's what you need to bury them in. And this is really just fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Me doing my own goddamn thing now.
I don't even know what that was.
No, slap my belly.
I will. It's jiggling.
See what happens when you slap my belly?
Yeah,
I fart.
You fart it.
I fart a lot.
You do. You really do.
Don't even get me started, Gas Queen.
I am not denying that that happens from time to time.
Whereas you haven't farted during this commentary yet.
I'm holding it in.
Oh, great.
If I have to do it, I'll go in the other room.
God, he is...
He looks like a mannequin.
What was the point of that one scene?
I don't know. He looks like a wax figure. He doesn't even look real.
He looks like he's on heroin.
He probably would have been tonight.
I've access to all available databases and information on them, and put on the computer to come up with an amount of
Well, Louis Gossett Jr. acting like a fucking asshole in this movie.
Well, I think he's acting. That's how he really feels.
I think he's acting like he doesn't give a shit that he's acting in this movie.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Film everything by Tim Weldon, who is Australian and edited The Road Warrior. So why is this so terrible? The editor of the movie has edited Mad Max 2.
So, how fucked up is Louis Gossett Jr. to keep a knife that was probably pierced to someone's heart and a bunch of bullets that were probably maybe shells, but the shells of bullets that were like strewn throughout people's bodies?
I don't know.
In his goddamn desk.
Okay, the guy that edited this movie isn't terrible, so why is it so bad? That is creepy. No wonder they blew them up. Or shot them. Who are these people?
I forgot.
I don't know. I thought that was his family, and I'm like, oh, that's why they blew them up.
I think it's the people that are stealing
children,
you know, like the firstborn. So it's almost like Batman Returns when the Penguin's like, I am stealing the firstborn.
Hello. So the dude that wrote this wrote The Rookie, the Clint Eastwood one. From Dusk Till Dawn 2, Dirty Dancing 2, Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, and most recently Space with Jason Statham.
So basically he wrote nothing but shit.
And he directed Remember the Titans, Uptown Girls, Death in Love, and Space. How interesting. I'm just looking up random stuff because I like weird trivia. 91 people were killed individually on screen, not including ones who die in explosions. And it was banned in South Africa. Both cities then sunk most of them.
All the fights were improvised.
But to give the fights a sense of realism, no, that doesn't work. The Punisher never uses the same weapon twice. He will also leave them behind for no reason. That's a trivia. Sweet Father, Australian Valley, converted to left hand drive.
It's like a dolt. He's like, you want to get the fuck off my bike?
Yeah, basically. This is a direct-to-video release in the U.S. and theatrically everywhere else. But New World Pictures went bankrupt. I'm so confused. This film is considered an exploitation picture. Alright then. That's what IMDb trivia says. Never heard that. I'm so confused. I'm checking my email while we're watching.
Good commentary.
Yeah, I'm just checking my email. And you're belching.
Well, I am drinking beer.
You are.
I am.
Mm-hmm. So, did these people kill his family?
No.
So why does he care?
This is the goddamn Punisher, because he's America.
America.
He is not black America, but dark America. Like he is the American hate.
Uh huh. So who killed his family, and how does that have anything to do with the movie? The one who
Well, unlike the Thomas Jane Punisher, they only touch upon his family getting murdered, and there's no John Travolta to kill for it.
So it's you don't know who killed him. They're just dead.
I don't know, but in a way, it's like, who gives a fuck?
I mean, at least in the other version, he's punishing the people directly responsible for his family being killed. It makes sense.
Yeah, in almost the silliest ways possible.
Well, yeah. That's why that movie's so much fun.
Well, wait till you see the newest Punisher, Ray Stevenson.
I look forward to seeing the violence in this movie. I don't get how she can wear that. It is basically inside her asshole.
That's fine.
That cannot be comfortable.
Because I want to be inside her asshole.
I bet she shits in the dick.
That's fine, because I'm going to unplug her asshole so much that she will shit all over my dick.
I'm sure she will. She will not be constipated.
By the way, this commentary does not reflect the opinions of the authors and actors involved in this movie.
Everyone in this movie likes to stick their dick in an asshole. That's just my theory. So, what are the kids have anything to do with that? Oh wait, they're stealing firstborns or something ridiculous?
Something like
that. Why are they doing this? Are they holding them for ransom?
To
or?
Teach the rich people a lesson.
Really? Is that it for them?
I don't know.
Well,
I gave up.
Well, I would think it was a ransom, but if that's not the case, then I don't know.
It could be ransom, but I gave up on listening.
You've seen this. I haven't. I don't know. This is one creepy lady.
Yeah. Take candy from a lady who fucking kidnapped you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even an issue of don't take candy from strangers. This lady.
This kid is a badass. He's getting slapped. I love it. Look at that kid's mullet.
Yeah. Look at this guy. He just picks him up, like, one-handed. Like, bitch, you are my bitch.
Something.
Tangling Cash, too. Kurt Russell dressing as drag again.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. He pulled it up. So, some kind of weird club?
Mm-hmm. They're good.
Now they're slot machine. Oh yeah, they gamble.
Of course they're going craps.
Craps is craps, because I don't understand it.
Yeah, I actually played it last night on my phone.
That woman was in a secret dress.
Oh, God.
That looked like a man.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, it could have been. That does nothing for me right now. Is that a man or a woman?
I don't know.
That guy seems a bit excited. That's not really my idea of a fun casino, okay? Very 80s. Did you understand craps when you played it on your phone?
A little bit.
I'm guessing he doesn't like gambling.
This is my law against gambling. If you cheat, you die.
Right. This is very improvised, like, very short. I'm just gonna shoot the place up.
I'm just going to kill everything that moves. Innocent or not. According to God's law, if you gamble, you are a sinner.
Well, I guess we should have been killed by the punter. We should have done that.
Worst
and then
grenade launcher ever. He's just shooting machines just because he's like, fuck this! I lost on these machines last week. They deserve to die.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back and do that too. Every machine I've lost on. I think that's what they did to your mummy machine.
Yeah.
And no one will get that reference.
Yeah. Fucking blackjack, you die.
Everything dies. I don't know how loud this is, so I might just put it down slightly because it's coming up a lot on the audio. And we need to be heard. I don't really matter because I have an audio phone anyway.
Yeah, there's really. Well. That's a Louis Gossett Jr. Oh, what's that? What are you gonna take a shirt off and oh, yeah,
he's molesting him. Molesting
Yakuza.
Him.
Yakuza. Oh, it'd be so great if it was the same guy from Tango and Cash. Oh, this Scarecrow can talk. Scarecrow? What would you call
Tango and Cash. They just need to be there.
Oh, such an 80s run.
Who's an 80s genius?
Everything is 80s.
80s hair.
80s face. 80s Louis Gossett.
The 80s had specific faces.
Yep.
It's kind of scary.
How does Louis Gossett go from winning an Academy Award to starring in shit like this and Jaws 3D and The Principal? Which The Principal was pretty fucking badass because it just beat shit out of, well, kids.
That's what I'd be doing. I mean, what? I haven't seen this movie. I think I need to.
Nice motorcycle glasses, asshole.
You should be badass, but he doesn't need them.
I look like they're gonna kiss.
Maybe he makes out with homeless people.
Sit here. Fucker, I'm going to go play some goddamn games.
Yeah, so basically, after he won an Oscar, he was in Jaws 3. So that is downfall, I think.
That was pretty much everyone's downfall, except for Dennis Quaid, whose career
just went off.
Yeah, just went sky high. Why would the Punisher ride his motorcycle inside of an amusement park? Like, attraction.
I don't know, and I can't find this movie you're talking about.
Which one?
The Principal?
Principal? Can't find that movie?
It's not on his filmography.
It stars Jim Belushi.
Not on his filmography.
Trust me, he's in it. He's the gym teacher, I believe.
How old is that?
In the 80s.
Well, it comes up, but it didn't come up in his filmography. Wait, that's the chick from Commando that's in the Principal? That's her.
I guess. She's one of the teachers, I think.
I don't know. I don't
know. That'd be so fucking fun. Go on a goddamn shootout down a slide.
Yeah. Okay, that's an AT, the Principal.
You're missing the best, like, improv fight ever.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
This doesn't add realism, it just makes it look way bad. I can appreciate the idea, but it doesn't work.
Oh, you'll see.
Why did
he get on his motorcycle, and why the fuck would he just leave? Like,
how does that even work? The wrong angle for that to go in.
That's what she said.
She did.
Here we go.
I never get this. Why is it always like one person and then everyone just waits? If you all attack him, he might not stand a chance, maybe? This is so bad. This is really bad. I don't think I've seen Fight Kings as bad at all.
No.
It looks like play fighting. Why does she look 12?
Hi, I'm white and blind.
And she looks 12.
We are your dentist. You have a cavity that needs filling. But I don't want my cavity to be filled. Apparently the Punisher is a leather daddy.
He is. He's all sexing up that leather, yeah. It's not that hard to understand.
No.
I mean, with Stallone, half his mouth is paralyzed. And I don't think anyone taught Schwarzenegger or Van Damme English. So.
No.
That's why they sound the way they do. Are they stretching him, or...?
Yeah, allegedly.
Are they Braveheart Indian? But really, he's just standing there. I mean, standing there, lying there.
Hey, you know,
I didn't know women were allowed. Positions of power.
Yeah, that's why this is America. I don't know a lot of them be presidents. Come on, you shitting me?
It might be what's wrong with Australia if maybe we had a woman being found. I suppose he'll break. Could be funny.
I'll tell you where the nickels are. I'll tell you where they all are.
Nope. You don't need no shit. Zero fucks were given. And the Punisher can't give any fucks. He's the Punisher.
Right.
You know, really, what if he was, though?
Really?
Yep. I must beg you.
That's what I would tell somebody before I'm tortured to death. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. I'm gonna break the fuck out of here. You'll be fucked. I don't think anyone would read The Punisher if this was what the comics were like. Oh my god, he said that with like no emotion at all. Oh my god, bad line. His pun
did
was intended.
Did he switch pants with him?
Where'd the high heel shoes come from?
That's a goddamn good question.
Why is he wearing one and not the other, and why are they there?
Is this a play on April O'Neil?
Could be.
They're in the sewers. They're wearing yellow jumpsuits.
I think Lou Gossett Jr. Was originally cast as April O'Neil.
Or that other ugly bitch.
Nah.
Again, opinions of the commentators do not reflect those of the actors in the series.
Yeah, what we say is our shit. We don't mean any disrespect.
Yeah, fuck her.
I mean disrespect.
Oh, yeah.
Like how shitty fighting
I really don't want to go to a, like a comic or a movie convention and find her there. Be like, yeah.
So, but you said, fuck me during your Punisher commentary. Well, fuck you.
No idea where I'm going with this.
I don't know. If you met Lee Gossett Jr., would you get him to find your DVD?
Yes.
And Dolph Lundgren, Dolph Lundgren, what the hell is the fuck's name?
Lundgren?
Lundgren? Lundgren? Lundgren? Lundgren? Lundgren?
It's okay. It's alright. I probably would. I probably would. After all, I did have Winston sign my Ghostbusters Blu-ray and Ghostbusters Xbox 360 game.
I would have got him to sign my boots.
Yeah,
he would
have. To shower at least a blue.
He would have done it.
I would have signed her boots.
You want to sign my boots?
I love how everyone has guns.
Yeah. Even earrings are weapons, apparently, somehow.
So, these people are having a feud. The Punisher has nothing to do with it, but he's getting involved for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
That's the storyline. Maybe she's doing some musical glasses or something. What? What? Can you explain this to me? What?
Yeah, she poisoned them.
Uh-huh. I thought that was going down because she was touching the glass. And where did that fit go? Not really in effect.
Oh, I'd spit on her face.
Oh, really? Okay, this woman is apparently more hardcore than the Punisher. I don't think he can, like, directly shoot someone in the mouth.
No.
This is a drunk kind of thing. Oh, fun. Why are you driving a bus? What is he like, offering community services now?
Mm-hmm. That's what he does in his off hours. Instead of killing people, he just commutes people throughout fucking wherever city he's in.
Sydney?
Yeah, Sydney.
Even though it's not set there, but that's where we're fighting.
Apparently this is New York, and it's really not. But at least the war zone is shot in New York. Unlike the Punisher Thomas Jane version, which is shot in fucking Tampa, Florida.
Hey, whenever the money's right.
But still, you take an abortion and you shit on it, and then you call it the Punisher. It'd be like if Spider-Man was filmed in fucking L.A. Oh, wait. The new one was.
I was watching a movie set in the very lovely state that we're in currently. Think it was shot here? Fuck no, it was shot in Canada.
Which one?
It was a really bad movie. But being that it's set in this state and they make a big deal out of it being in the state, and it's not even shot there.
Just the one kid?
He looks like a pedophile right now.
I'm here to take you home.
You want my candy?
After she's only been fucking molested by 12 other adults.
You want to see my puppy?
Come on, kids, I got candy in the van.
Look. No, he has a bus.
Come on, I get a bus full of candy.
Man, four eyes. I'm not getting to bring fucking bow tie.
He's got a bow tie.
Bow ties are cool.
Stay in. Don't come back until I feed you.
I don't know what he's going to feed them.
Going to feed them.
I don't want to say it.
Yeah. Sour Patch Kid laced with roofie dust.
Roofie candy.
I'm going to punish some teenage asshole. Easiest lock to break ever.
How do you know where that kid was? How did he get such a high score on IMDb?
Soundtrack. That's how. No!
I don't know, Nourishing No Surrender has more convincing fight scenes than it ever was.
Thank you.
God, I like how the Punisher has a silencer in his gun.
You're the Punisher. You fucking let everyone eat.
Yeah. Fuck that other kid. He's done. He's already raped. He's been sold into child labor.
What the Punisher should do. That would be cool. He can't drive.
Nah. This wasn't on a back lot or anything.
What is up with these awful suits? What? He just jumped in the box. Yeah. And he destroyed him now.
He's the goddamn Punisher. He's America.
He is.
Look at him.
Look at him. He looks like a mannequin. No expression on his face at all.
No. These kids are freaking out because a Ford Bronco is bumping the bus.
And the bus, kids are fighting off the bad guy.
The bus being, I don't know, what, four times as much weight as a goddamn Bronco, and these kids are sweating?
Yeah, but they're fighting off the bad guy. They just run over their own men. That was definitely inappropriate.
What movie was it where they ran over their own men?
Which one?
Anyway.
I don't know. Which one are you talking about?
Isn't he just going full speed? And stops on a dime. I always love these movies where it's like they step on the gas like that much harder every time. And it shoots up like...
I love how things just explode for no reason. Like, there is no way that would actually explode. Watch Mythbusters, they just help.
Oh, yeah.
They busted it, it's not true. Where did the cops come from?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'm not worrying about anything. Right.
Hold on, we're gonna blast through the through the police.
I'm just gonna get you all killed by doing something stupid.
Is this speed?
Yeah. Dennis Hopper is there. Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot them. The criminals.
I haven't shaved.
Punisher does not allow himself to get locked up in jail.
Oh, he does. He just breaks out very easily.
Is that what he does right now?
Check out the Punisher Max series.
Okay.
So I can learn listeners.
Oh, okay. So I shouldn't be checking them out then?
No, you should.
Okay.
Actually, Punisher Warzone is very heavily based on Punisher Max series. There's a pisser here.
He was right there. I've
masturbated so long. Where are my kids? I just want my kids back.
Why is that funny? I don't know. Ooh, funny.
I must rush you.
You should have played the Punisher as Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
That would have worked, basically.
He just had that haircut with the blonde hair.
He actually would have been a badass Punisher had he actually fucking been the Punisher.
He might have been good if this movie actually knew what it was doing. Ow.
You know, it's sad when you look at the poster they have. Seriously, there is a goddamn backdrop of the Punisher poster. There is a fucking backdrop. I mean, look at it. It's a cloth-ass backdrop. Well, you can't look at it at that angle.
I can, and I am.
Yeah, it's a cloth backdrop.
Really trying to rape him? Well.
Yeah, well, the black man is always trying to rape the white man. But we gotta get out of this.
I can't.
Well,
it's the same, isn't it?
All right, fair enough.
You can take it back and say the white man always wants to rape the black man.
The white man always wants to rape the black man. What?
You're just saying it in reverse.
That sounds much worse.
Let's just say people want to rape other people. These are the most fucking stupid flashback shit.
Oh yeah, by the way, in this, Frank Castle was not an ex-Special Forces. He was an ex-police officer.
Yeah, because police officers have those skills. I think I really need to be wardrobe.
Yeah, because he's actually, like, an ex-Special Forces.
I want
like
to see that guy be a badass.
By that guy, you mean that girl?
No, yeah. What's his name, Racy?
Oh, yeah.
He's a badass.
Yeah.
This woman kind of acted.
Fuck, the first kill snaps a guy's back in half. Second
That's my
kill,
kind of man.
Second kill lops a guy's head off.
That's my kind of man, right there.
With a knife. A big fucking knife.
So, an Irishman played a Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Didn't realize he was Irish.
Oh, yeah.
He was in Thor.
Yes, he was. And he was in Kill the Irishman.
He's been acting a long time, but no one just knew he was.
Why does Dolph Lundgren always look like he's on heroin?
I think he is. And you know what? I think Ray Stevenson's actually gonna be in the next season of Dexter.
Nice.
Yeah. Wicked.
Wicked nice.
Did you ever hear the story about the dude that broke into Dolph Lundgren's house and shit his pants when he thought it was Dolph Lundgren's house?
Yeah.
He's a ridiculous.
Saw the picture. Like, he was gonna see all this
that
shit and saw the picture and fucking left.
I'm gonna put a picture of Dolph Lundgren
in
my house.
That's gotta be a fake mustache.
That looks like a fake man. Why are they in a church? Oh, that's right, because mobsters do bidding in church.
And why is he in a wheelchair?
It's not big trouble in Little China.
Moving? Have you seen this boy? I want you to fuck him.
That's Jesus. Magic son. Easy on the beard.
This is my only... I've been milking this beer the entire movie. I should be, like, at least 4 beers down. You really wanted to take it easy. And why does he have a...
We have been drinking all day.
Like a master lock on his fucking neck.
I don't know, but I'm going to put one of those on you.
Look at him. He's got a master lock lock on his neck.
And why did they kidnap Luke like this?
Because he's black.
Okay. He's the only, like, black man in
this movie. He really is.
He actually is.
That's why they were like, you know what?
It's an all-white cast. Why the fuck not? We need to put someone of color in it.
We need some racial tension.
Okay.
Dialogue is shockingly shit.
Oh, you're shockingly shit. You're shocked by the shit?
No, it's actually worse than I thought. What, he just got out? What?
When this is over.
How did he get out?
Because he's the Punisher.
But that makes no sense.
Okay, pretend that this movie is a video game. Okay? It goes from scene to scene. You get all your guns back, unlimited ammo, and unlimited health. Basically, you are in god mode. Pretend that this is a new level.
You know what? I'm going to pretend this is a good movie and that it makes sense. But then my brain might not care.
See, the thing that fucks me is every gun he has a goddamn silencer on it. And he shoots so many people. So it's like, what fucking use is a goddamn silencer?
How is he... Did they let him go? Did she break
I'm so confused. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
There's a missing scene, surely. Yet, Lou got to this with him. What the hell is he doing?
Right here. You don't have that much hair. Oh, thanks. Are you really going to talk about this in the commentary?
I'm sorry. You have hairy legs.
Oh, thanks.
You got the other one? The other one here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I want. Okay.
I'm not saying how he was taking. At least we saw him do something.
He's not really escaping as much as just walking out.
He was telling the shit. He did not
that. Like, fuck! Black man escaping.
I'm gonna eat my pizza, done. Bitch.
Oh, this pizza match I got one.
Cool.
Sorry.
You better apologize for black people.
I did. I just did. But they know.
That's but yeah,
that has to be a fake one. I never got that. Like, for bit part characters like that, like, why
have a fucking... Why need a fake mustache?
Why can't he just be as Asian as possible without the fucking fake mustache?
I think.
But... The Punisher's boots are fucking badass.
They look...
They look like they can fucking kill. Yeah, but... Let's go.
He's like taller than the elevator.
Fucking Dolph Lundgren's like 6'3"? Guess like the biggest Swede
what
ever.
What the fuck is this?
This is the Punisher.
Yeah, and what the fuck? Why are they doing that?
Because they can't.
Do you know what his real name is?
Who?
Dolph?
No.
Not Dolph.
What is it?
It's Han.
Oh. Hans Lundgren?
Hans Dolph Lundgren. Yeah.
So Dolph's his middle?
Yeah.
So he's German Swedish?
No, he's Swedish. Wait.
Well, Hans is pretty goddamn German.
How does this work? Australian heavyweight karate champion in 1982.
Maybe you competed in Australia.
Australia. I don't know. Yeah, a lot of that.
I love this. You just go in. All these guys are, like, meditating, and they're like, fuck them, they're dead.
For a man with a supposed IQ of 160, he has a smarter
voice. For what?
If he's wrong.
Okay. Would you seriously be like, you know what? I just made $1 million by doing nothing.
I'm just gonna look like a douchebag.
Yeah, I made $1 million by carrying a gun.
I highly doubt he got $1 million. The budget was probably $2.
I'm pretty sure he made a few million on this.
I really doubt that.
And I'm pretty sure he makes at least $1 million on those shitbag movies that he makes.
Yeah, the budget would be $1 million if not. I mean, as I understand it, he was like two DVDs to see that.
Yeah, but still, no, my point is that I'm sure he makes decent coin doing those DirecTV.
He's 6'5".
Yeah, huge.
He is. But anything over like 5'4" is huge.
Anything over 4'3" is huge to you.
Yeah, because I'm in the head. Although, don't bid make can tackle one.
Yeah.
Pentathlon, 3.3.
Did you see that? Seriously, I'm sure he makes like at least $1 million a picture. So, him making garbage is.
You don't get paid that much for garbage.
So look, Dolph is so tough, he's not even fucking fazed by getting his chest carved. No fucks are given by chest carvings.
None. At all.
In fact, the Dolph Lundgren Punisher is so badass that even samurai cannot fuck with him.
That's because there's no choreography. Like, he probably really killed that man.
He probably did. It's like, you know what, this was a shitty extra. And he fucking pierced him on a wall like 3 feet above the fucking ground.
That's actually the Van Damme philosophy. He will beat the fuck out of whoever he's fighting. He gives no fuck. He will shoot. That's why he can't shoot anything in this country because he. It can't happen. How did that even work? The angle was all wrong.
Yeah, I know. Right. Don't worry. It's the Punisher and Ninja Turtles.
I wish that were anything.
It's Splinter.
That
must be the lightest manhole cover ever.
They're fucking heavy as shit.
They are so heavy. But he lifted that thing up like it was a goddamn Hershey Kisses wrapper.
Maybe he's on the PCP. Yeah. He's got a baby.
He's on fucking cocaine.
Yeah, he gets tripped over by that. Getting conditioned manhole cover.
Yeah, he can lift a goddamn, like, 60-pound manhole cover like the. He's a candy wrapper. He gets knocked the fuck out by Louis Gossett Jr.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But then again, Louis Gossett Jr. is a pretty beastly man.
He's built like a brick.
Oh. There
you go. Badass.
It's Han Solo's gun, but silence.
When he didn't shoot first.
Oh, I feel great.
Why don't you have a kid? Didn't they rescue him?
I don't remember.
It actually makes my brain hurt.
I think they're just carrying bodies in the background. Well, the corner's here.
Is that the mobster?
No. It's like a mobster cop, mobster, good guy, bad guy.
Uh-huh. That really was.
Whoever the puncher knows where everyone is.
And he will fight a woman. But he knows Sammo Hung, who will punch them in the vagina.
Just wait.
Well, we barely touched her, and she's on the floor. Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
He barely touched her.
Yeah.
You just pissed off the doll, and he's like that much more.
And her earrings are from the back on her ear. So much for continuity.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was probably his ex-wife.
Yeah, I was going to say that's how Dolph treats all of his women.
Yeah, that's how he gets the war.
You don't fuck me, I snap the neck.
See, there's a Dolph impression. He's slightly better than that earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Well, you can't go in here.
Is nice. Which gun?
Nice jean jacket, asshole.
At least he's not doing double denim.
True. The jean, the denim shirt, the denim jacket.
No, the jeans and the denim jacket.
Hmm.
It'd be triple with the shirt that's denim.
True.
What?
Oh, the rain is cold.
So, he negotiated with the lady, if the kid dies, she dies. So he's going to kill himself. Which makes no sense at all. Yep, there we go.
I can see how that would work.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Of course it works. Why wouldn't it work?
Yeah, because it's the goddamn Punisher.
He has perfect aim.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was his dad.
That's what I thought it was, his dad. He was a mobster, and what, Dolph can just team up with mobsters?
Look at him, look at him, he's like, It's like, fuck you, Dad.
At all. I'm so confused. I don't work out here, that's who it is. What's his character name, Mobster? In denim jacket. He looks kind of like a bit old.
He does. An old Richard Williams.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have looked that old. That
but time. I always like the twist, like. Like, hey, you know what? I fucking helped you get your goddamn kid back.
Is that him there? The black and white picture?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Okay, get out of the way.
That kid just been pushed around.
Yeah. Oh, this is so horrible.
Who's dodged this man? Tell me nothing.
Yeah, you don't fuck with Lundgren. He took a sword to the chest.
He got his head chopped off and signed it back on.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna kill you in front of your kid.
I love how getting shot in this movie means nothing.
Well, apparently the guy's goddamn T-1000.
I think he is made of liquid metal.
I like how the kid is telling his dad to stop after he was shot in the chest.
Does he have a bulletproof vest on?
Or? Yeah. Dad, stop.
How much to make out? What?
Well, you know. There's always the close, you know, like gunshot scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then the gun goes off and you're like, fuck, who got shot? And it's always the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
So cliched.
It's maybe the other way around.
It should be, for once.
Mm. That's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna
it should be the bad guy that wins.
I'm going to write a movie and the bad guy wins. No, I'm going to write a movie and then you don't know that the hero is actually the bad guy.
It's going to be like Saving Private Ryan, except for the Jew way.
Can I kill you? So, well, I guess if you go to the gym and then might think that the hero is that many of the other bad guys.
Yeah, you need it over there. Yeah. What's a fucking heroin addict?
Who, the kid or Dolph?
Dolph.
And, he looks like a wax figure. Kind of scary.
Yeah. They're about a 6-day bender in the year of this movie.
I think he went on a year long bender after making this fucking movie.
And this is the first day of shooting. Oh, and a 6-day bender.
See, now you sound like Dolph.
Hey, kid. Just shoot. Hey.
How is he also dead?
Because he shot everyone.
Why the fuck did he shoot?
The elevator opened and he just blew people away for no goddamn reason.
He does a beta reading.
He shot everyone in the face or chest. But still, all those people in that dojo were literally just practicing like self-defense because there was probably high crime in the area, you know, they just wanted to defend themselves. But no, the Punisher comes in and just fucking murders everyone.
There's no defense for bullets.
Yeah, no.
Unless you
can catch
bullets.
No one in that room was Neo.
They can just throw yourself.
Dolph just killed everyone.
He
didn't give a fuck what belt color they were.
My belt was given.
Yeah. Oh, you're a black belt? Guess what? You're getting 3 to the chest. Stop that, motherfucker. Oh, you're a yellow belt? Yeah. You clearly suck.
What if he's just a beginner and a yellow belt?
Well, a yellow is the second level. Depending on the martial art.
We just started.
A white, yellow, I believe it's orange, blue, green, and then black.
Who's angry?
Yeah, well, it's Louis Gossett Jr.
Oh, okay. The cinema thing.
What?
I thought it was the end.
Well, I mean, it is.
Oh.
We have to have our naked doll. Yeah, or
he has a flat off, but
hey, it's fucking dirty.
He is greasy, babe. He looks
like a non-clothed
Wait, that's the movie?
That's the movie.
That's the fucking movie.
He was
movie.
Like a non-clothed mechanic.
That's what he looked like, and he was like all, oiled up.
Yeah.
And this is the most interesting, this might be one of the strangest movies I've ever seen.
Oh, Robert was played by Robert Frazier. Fuck. That must have been so hard to confuse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a Pain Man.
Pain Man, yeah, I see it. Tom Coltrane. I wonder what he went on to do.
If I was in a movie, I'd want to be credited as Pain.
Drunk. Arthur Sherman.
Well, let's try to get you those roles. You won't have to do any acting.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, hey, give me a James. What? Cut. Cut on the scene. Yeah, just give me a fucking Jameson. No, sir. We called cut a while ago. No, I need a fucking Jameson. Seriously, man, we called cut. Get off my set. Can I get a James first?
That would be you. Yeah.
I always wondered about these like random ass roles like focus puller.
I've never heard of focus
puller. U.S. accountant. Louis Wallenchewitz. Yeah, that sounds U.S. That sounds like America. But if you look at a movie like Avatar, or even the Avengers, there's like a billion fucking people attached to that movie.
Yeah.
You have to wonder, like, how much do these assholes get paid? They'd have been paid like $7 an hour so they could at least make their goddamn budget. Because, you know, Robert Downey Jr., that motherfucker was making like, you know, like $15 million. Then you gotta incorporate the other actors. What was the budget? Like $160 million?
I'm not sure.
I think it was like $160 million or...
I don't know.
Or billion. I don't fucking know. But there were... I remember watching the goddamn credits. There was like literally a billion
what's
people...
What's a brush hand?
Exactly. Exactly. That guy was getting paid like $7.50. He gets fucking credit in this goddamn movie. Atmospherics? Really? Really? I don't even know what that means. Armorers? Was there really that much armor in this movie?
I don't know.
But, yeah. So, we've got like a million people in this movie. We've got a million people in fucking The Avengers. And how much were these people making? Like, they'd have been making like $7 an hour. Yeah, man. I worked on the Dolph Lundgren Punisher movie.
And fucking, I got paid 50 cents for my work.
Yeah. I fucking swept the floors, dude. It was the shit.
He called me a sweeper.
Yeah. I have credits.
The film had a master.
Yeah, they have a chaperone.
For the kid, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
Punisher painting. Hand painting.
What, was there really
laboratory.
Punisher paintings? Was there really Punisher paintings?
Laboratory liaison. Negative cover.
Insurance. Yeah. Because they fucking needed it for
they
this.
Did. They
legal
did.
Advisors. Yeah. Yeah. This movie may be shit. You need legal advice.
Yeah.
Oh, Sydney? Sydney? There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, I found that out. Really.
Yeah.
And
MCMLXXXIX.
Yeah, and that's basically the end of the film.
Yeah.
And I am speechless because it was really kind of awful.
Kind of?
Yeah, I don't hate it. I'll probably watch it again. And, yeah, but it's not good.
Oh, absolutely not. You were actually sitting right in front of the poster, which the poster has a possibly extremely intoxicated Swedish Dolph Lundgren. Hans Dolph Lundgren.
Hans.
Standing in next to his motorcycle, and the backdrop is clearly a cloth backdrop. So it's not anything that is a legitimate background. It is something that you would take as your senior picture.
And this is the cheapest DVD ever made. Well, I guess that's the end of our commentary.
I would say so.
That's the menu again.
No, wait.
I'm posting a picture of that.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, well, I guess. We'd like to thank me and Clever Guy and the movie and people for listening. So we're out of here, people.
Oh,
enjoy
yeah.
The Punisher.
America.
It will punish you.
Yeah, America.
See ya later.